So, WirePoint has put together a quick bullet point summary of the 2023 budget, that facts that really matter. So if you want to see a full rundown, you can check out the entire piece, 9 Things Governor Pritzker Didn't Tell You About the Illinois 2023 Budget. So go to WirePoints. That's where you can find it. And right now, I'm welcoming WirePoints President Ted Dabrowski. You remember Ted used to be with the Illinois Policy Institute, and he started WirePoints. And it's always good to have you back, Ted.
Terry, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to have you. So let's go through these points. Illinois is still the nation's fiscal basket case, you said, with the worst credit rating, think credit score, in the country by far. The only fellow basket case is New Jersey, comes close, and it's 2 notches better than Illinois. So I was looking at this Moody's report and how you can the state credit ratings by Moody's Investor Service April 22. And if you look at it, Illinois has a Baa1 grade. That's a medium grade, speculative elements, and moderate credit risk. The best you can have, highest quality, lowest credit risk, is a AAA. You know who has AAA? Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Maryland, Missouri, North Carolina, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Virginia, and Washington. High quality, very low credit risk, which, let's see, AA1 is Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, Colorado, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New York, North Dakota, Ohio, Oregon, Vermont, and Wisconsin. And high quality, very low credit risk with an AA2 is California, Hawaii, Kansas, Maine, Mississippi, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Rhode Island, and West Virginia. And Alaska, Connecticut, Kentucky, Louisiana, and Pennsylvania, they have a AA3. Cook County and New Jersey, which has upper medium grade low credit risk, is Cook County and New Jersey, which is good news. But Illinois, medium grade, speculative elements, and moderate, and a credit risk. And then speculative grade as junk. Now listen to this. That's where you have a significant credit risk, is Baa1, Chicago, Baa2, Chicago Public Schools, and Detroit. So it's not a lot of good news. Ted? Well, this doesn't surprise me. So let's go through these points. How important is our credit rating? It's better. It's a little better than it was before. But how important is that to the financial solvency of a state?
Well, that's what it tells you. Like, it tells investors who are thinking about investing in Illinois. It tells, you know, people don't look at credit ratings, right? But it tells you, how healthy is the state? How well run is it? Because part of that is governance. Is it well run or not? And we've been at the bottom of the barrel for a decade now. Nobody's had a worse credit score than Illinois. We've been downgraded over and over and over again. And, right now is the first time we've seen any kind of good news. But here's the problem. The only reason we're getting a slight upgrade is because we got all this COVID aid. We got massive, right. Almost $200 billion of, yes, COVID aid. It's nothing that our legislature has done. They've passed nothing to make Illinois a better place. It's just that we're flooded with money in the short term, and that's good for the people we owe money to.
Right. So that helped. And I get that. But like you said, it's been over 10 years, and I don't think I'm going to be really political about this. There has been mismanagement. I mean, thank God for the indictment of Mike Madigan. That, I think that's a beginning. And some of these other corrupt elected officials, get them out of there, because it's about what they get. It's not for the fiscal solvency of the of the state. And in addition to that, we had another governor, Bruce Rauner, who was considered the worst governor in the country by his Republican counterparts. So let's move on to number two. Illinois is far from being in its strongest financial position in decades.
Hey, Perry, let me just agree with you on one thing. This has been a bipartisan problem. You know, Jim Edgar was the one that created this pension ramp that's created a lot of the problems in Illinois.
Right.
Thompson also, you know, handed out more benefits. Of course, Blago has done his share. You know, they've all done their share. Quinn did his share, and Pritzker's done his. So it's really a continuation of 20 years of this stuff.
Wow. This is amazing. So let's go. Okay. So, we need a 19 more credit upgrades just to get its rating back to where the ratings were in 2009?
Yeah, so look, you know, if Governor Pritzker and some of his allies had done some big things for the state to help turn this around, we'd have no choice but to cheer them on. But they haven't. And so when we got these two credit upgrades by Moody's,
we're still nearly junk.
We got to get 19 more to get back to where we were before Governor Quinn took office. So let's not celebrate and let's not act like we're suddenly in the best shape we've been in decades, because it's just not true.
So
people should just hear the truth, and that's not true.
So would you say that pension reform is the biggest issue that could bring us to financial solvency in the state?
Yeah, when we've got so much debt, Perry, there's so much pension debt that taxes will only go up, and that's part of the problem with this budget. Is it didn't touch pensions. It does some small stuff, but it doesn't. There's no structural. There's nothing structural to change things. And so, at some point, we're going to have to pay the bill. If they don't reform it, they're going to come after us with massive increases. And people can choose to stay here and pay it or leave. That's why a lot of people leave. They don't leave just because of the pension payments, but they leave because the taxes keep going up everywhere they go, right? Whether it's a gas tax or the property tax or cigarette taxes, whatever it is, it's just always up.
Yeah, the quality of life is not all that great in from county to county within the state. I think also, because we have this dubious distinction of having the most corrupt and more corrupt political officials, it's almost impossible to even do business in the state or to want to do business in the state. I get it. 773-591-1690. We're talking to Ted Dabrowski. So that basically, talking about this, our points two and three, and we talked about even point four about Illinoisans have to credit the $200 billion federal bailout for this improved budget. It's not because of Pritzker. It's because the infusion of money that came into the state. Because, God forbid, if we hadn't gotten this money, where do you think we would have been, Ted?
Yeah, much more than we ever needed. That's why we're flooded with money. And we warned about this at Wire Points that, remember, this isn't real money. This is money that the Federal Reserve printed. So we're paying for it right now through inflation, and eventually at the federal level, we'll pay through it through higher taxes. So, we might think we're rolling in the money now in Illinois because of all these bailouts, but look what's happening to people. They're having to pay it back through, the highest inflation of 40 years. Printing money leads to that. So it's not free money.
Okay, now let me ask you this real quick, and then we'll take some calls. What could have Pritzker's budget done besides the reform for the pension? What would you have liked, or Wire Points would have liked to have seen happen in this budget that would keep us, that would, for the long term, without this, with this money, with this federal money, for the long term, that would have made us a little bit more solvent? Do you have any idea?
Yes. Yeah. Well, look, what we shouldn't have, and this is happening in Chicago too, we shouldn't have all these gimmicks of giving money to people, pretending like we're doing something good for them. These short term election year gimmicks where we're giving back a little bit of money here, a little bit of money there. We need a structural reform. We need structural gas tax
like how
reform.
We fund education, right?
How's that? Sorry.
I said like how we fund education through property taxes.
Well, now that's a separate thing. We can talk about that, but I'm saying with all that money, they could have, you know, paid down some more of the pension debt. They also could have started passing some reforms that might create some pain. And if you have extra money, then you can use that money to soften the pain. Instead, we just handed out in these gimmicks like, you know, the gas tax relief and the property tax relief. Mm-hmm. These are all short term. The relief ends right after the elections, and we still have the problems. So, you know, that if we'd done it right, we would have started implementing some of the reforms that start to lower the cost for people, like property tax reform. That's
all
right.
All right. WirePoint says the $46.5 billion 2023 budget, lost opportunity, billions in windfall revenues from federal COVID aid, and the recent indictment of former Speaker Mike Madigan gave lawmakers a unique chance to pass structural pension reforms and real property tax relief. They could have made a real dent in Illinois' problems, but they didn't. My guest is Ted Dabrowski, WirePoint's president. Let's go to Jerry. Jerry, you're on WBON.
Good morning, and love you, Terry, and your distinguished guest. I love his analysis. I both agree and disagree. But tell you what I disagree with. I like his analysis. I agree with it first. Don't forget Ryan, who wasn't a very good governor in terms of fiscal matters and
right.
so forth. Back in 79, state had an actual budget surplus. I remember that. But I get what Pritzker's trying to do. He wants to get reelected. And if you look at what happened in Virginia, why this Democrat lost, is because he didn't run a good campaign. This guy, the other guy, was talking about cutting taxes and so forth. Bread and butter issues impacted the everyday life of people. People think short term. Okay, I love your analysis, sir. You are right. We need to be dealing with some of these long term issues, and you know, the castor oil and orange juice. Tell the people the truth. It's hard to do that
right
during an election time. And the Madigan corruption tax, I hope they send him to jail, to jail, to jail. Because people leave the state just because of the word he just articulated. High taxes and so forth, and other states, and they don't have that. So he really cost us a lot. But maybe we are to blame ourselves because we don't vote and pay attention to these. Having someone like you and him explaining to us in terms of the long term things that we really need to do to straighten things out are important. In terms of inflation, I had econ too, but at the same time, this cold, when you shut the economy down and so forth, it was devastating. People wanted to get back out, okay? People wanted to spend money, and the system just wasn't set up for that type of demand. I get it and so forth. You know, maybe you wean it back like you wean somebody back off of a coma, but people were having mental health issues. They wanted to get out. They wanted to spend.
Right.
And Biden did some good things, you know, with the child tax credit and so forth. The $1,400, people wanted to spend money. So it's kind of hard to do. So I agree with you, but I see what Pritzker's doing,
all right.
why he's doing it.
All right, then let's go to Thurgood. Thurgood, you're on WVON.
Well, good morning. Enjoying the conversation, Perry and our esteemed guests. I was an economics major before law school, and I do respectfully disagree with the gentleman and some of his critiques of the budget. I mean, we you know, the he who forgets history is doomed to repeat it. The only way you can stimulate the economy, we had the Great Depression. We didn't come out of the Great Depression by cutting spending. We came out of the Great Depression by the New Deal and spending money. That's the only way to stimulate an economy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that critique is very unfair. And mind you, what hypocrisy. This is the same, you know, we didn't pass, the Republicans were against the fair tax, which would have increased the tax on the billionaires and millionaires, such as Mr. Ken Griffin, Illinois' richest man, the owner of Citadel Investments,
right.
wealth in excess of $40 billion with a B, and somehow when we talk about cutting they're taxing them, some as inappropriate. But now, I also want to point out that this is the Republicans. They, under the Trump administration, they had the PPP loan for, and it benefited the wealthiest corporations and CEOs and the like. But recall, they tried to hide from us our tax dollars who went for that bailout. It took a court order for them to reveal that. So how is it always appropriate for the corporations and the wealthiest to have money and to increase their wealth But somehow, you know, we must make cuts of structural cuts for pension plans. That's what fuels our economies. Mr. Griffin does not live in our neighborhood. Your neighbor who is receiving a pension and the like, who's going to spend dollars in your neighborhood, that is a stimulus. So I'm disturbed by much of this jargon. But I respectfully disagree. I think to go from Mr. Rauner did not raise our credit rating with cuts in his draconian foolishness when he was Republican governor. We have seen the increase, and be it through stimulus or the otherwise, the Pritzker administration is to be applauded.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. Good. I've got one more call. Brother Hall, you're on WVON. Good morning.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call, Perry. And normally I agree with Brother Thurgood, but I have to disagree with him on this because this is what I see. I see a whole lot of money, but nothing's trickling down to the dry bones of the valley of the community. Now, let me just say what I'm saying here. You take, for instance, they passed a stimulus check for the ex-offenders getting out, right, for about 1,000 of them, for $1,000. It's gone, right? So as the guest was saying, you know, these little quick fix
Band-Aids.
It's not good. It's not good for us. So they can... Let me give you another example right quick. They cry broke. State cry broke. City cry broke. And check this out. You notice that every 2 or 3 years they have brand new vehicles? We need to start to cracking down on all this weight.
You're talking about the different fleets.
You got five people on a light fixing one light. So, no. I think that we can do better than that. And so I just wanted to call in and chime in.
Thank you.
So much. Thank you.
And I think you were talking about fleets that we have out of government. Ted, you know, once again, if people want to check out this from Wire Points, 9 things Governor Pritzker did not tell you about the Illinois 2023 budget, where did they go?
You go to wirepoints.org. You can also find it in Facebook and Twitter. At WirePoints, also Instagram, and you can find all that there.
So how do you like...
Perry, can I make one comment?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Yeah, so you know, particularly the Thurgood, but, you know, I look at this, and my measurement is not the credit rating and all that. My measurement is whether people want to stay in Illinois or not. Do they want to stay in Cook County or not? And when you look at all these policies over the last 20 years, it is chasing people away from Illinois and from Cook County, especially blacks. Mm-hmm. Right? We are one of just 3 states that shrunk in the last decade. Shrunk. We had the second biggest population loss in 2021 in the country. Only New York beat us. So, you know, we need to make things viable where people have big opportunity. We don't need to hand out money. We need to have it where there's big jobs.
I agree
100%. And so if we don't get rid of all these debts, people can leave. We lost 185,000 blacks from Cook County
right.
in 2000 to 2010. We lost another 85,000 from 2010 to 2020. That's the measurement of whether people want to be here or not. And look, you go to Houston, you go to Atlanta, you go to some of these other cities. It is hot for the blacks who have a lot of entrepreneurship there. They can make ends meet there. That's the difference. And when we keep having a corrupt government with too much debt, and doing gimmicks, well, all we can expect is to keep losing more people. So we have a choice. We have a choice of what we back going forward.
All right. I appreciate that, Ted. Thank you so much. And this bothers me too, guys. I think people are getting too much. Let's do something so that we can sustain a quality of life in this state without getting handouts. That's not going to – that $1,000 check to those people, those ex-offenders – it's gone. It's gone.